I'm Glynis Ebedees and I'm a garden designer. I've been a garden designer since childhood, but officially I've been a garden designer for the last 6 years. Well, there is no such thing as a typical day on the job in this profession. No 2 days are alike. But what I typically do is I meet with clients. We then produce a design for them. And I then have, if the job is accepted, I have a team of workers who implement the design. There's a few routes of entering the profession. One is having a landscape architect degree, which is a 4-year degree. Another is to go to Technicon and do a horticulture with an avenue into landscape design. And the route that I took is a City and Guilds qualification, which I did over a period of 2 years. If you have some science subjects like biology, because you need to understand plants and how they grow, and you also need to have a little bit of mathematical knowledge, because as confusing as it may be, you do need some mathematical skills to work out designs and scale and proportion. You need to have some sort of creative element as well, but there are several subjects that all tie in with it. Some of the misconceptions are that people who work in gardens are just poor and they're stupid. That's far from it. You've got to understand plant material, people relationships, and you've got to have a scientific brain in order to think like a plant. You are dealing with a living organism. However, the other challenge is dealing with clients, understanding their brief properly and interpreting it in a creative manner, and still giving an end result that everybody is happy with and that you're proud of. As a garden designer, you're basically an artist, but the beauty is your finished product, your masterpiece, is constantly evolving. So you've got to place the plants knowing what they're going to grow to when they mature, but also realize that there's other elements outside your control, such as the climate, such as the relationships with other plants, that you can predict more or less what's going to happen, but you're not totally in control of the situation. If you enter, you must be prepared to start off with an entry-level salary and expect to grow from that. You've definitely got to be an outdoorsy person. So if painted fingernails and high heels is your thing, don't consider this career. You must be interested in plant material. And there's so much around us, and we've got so many amazing landscapes in public spaces. So understand the relationships and look at the elements around you. And then maybe even contact a landscaping company and do an internship. Anywhere where plants are needed, you can come in handy.